live from the DFW area.
This is the Hijinx Institute podcast. What is this? What are we listening to?
You're not.
Is it Mr. Belvedere? What is this?
No,
but you're close.
Yeah, you're close.
Take Kate another. Nally?
No, another stab.
Is it a spinoff or a real
show? The name
show?
Of the show is technically an acronym.
Yes.
MASH.
No.
You're getting there.
But you're thinking...
Bosom Buddies.
30 seconds.
No.
30 seconds to figure this one out.
It features a puppet.
Small Wonder?
No. What?
Alf?
Yes!
This is the Alf song?
Yes!
Ah! That's my Alf laugh. Here, you want to hear my Alf impression?
No.
Hello, my name is Alf. I'd like to eat a cat.
Wow, it's like he was right here
it's
in the
like
room.
He was here.
Holy
with
shit.
My arm up his ass.
Whoa.
That
whoa,
poor
whoa.
Alien. Did you ever hear what happened to that guy that made that show? This is all based on like third time storytelling. I really don't know any of the facts, but he went insane. He was like a drug addict and he was totally effing high while he was writing Alf.
When he came up with Alf?
Was it written by J.O. Barr?
Like, it was.
Oh my
Dude,
God.
That's a good story.
Oh.
I should mention that because we've been talking about Comic Cons lately. it's so depressing. Whoa, what's that mean? All right, hang
what
on.
Just broke.
Means we're not recording.
Hang on, I'm going to pause. Testing. Okay, yeah. And we're back. Whatever. That's really bizarre. All right, so anyway, I worked with this guy at the satellite company that I worked at many, many years ago. And his best friend worked there too. And he had just gotten fired or left or something. And his next job after that was as James O'Barr, creator of The Crows, handler. Much like we talked about Wranglers last time, this guy was like a crow wrangler. So it turns out that O'Barr...
A Krangler.
So gotcha, O'Barr gotcha. Wrote The Crow, which is, you know, really, really good graphic novels. And they made that one extremely awesome movie and then all those other terrible,
awful, terrible sequels.
And he's some sort of smack addict or something. And so, like, this guy was his caretaker and sold crow merchandise for him on eBay. And that was like their living together. Their little arrangement was like, I'll sign things and you'll sell them on eBay and then I'll buy drugs. And then apparently one day...
If only we were all so lucky.
Well, apparently he got clean after a while and then got hit by a car and was in a full body cast. It's not funny. He was in a full body cast and like got back on the H after that. I guess I would too.
That's not funny, but it's totally funny.
No, it's very Office Space.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a jump to conclusions,
Matt. I hate you. Yeah.
What does he say? Like, if you wait long enough, good things will happen to you. Body cast. All right, so anyway, let's get this show started. This is the Hijinx Institute podcast. Here in the whatever is Eli, as always.
Hello.
Josh.
Sup.
Balls.
Again.
And me, Joel. Balls. HijinxInstitute.com is the website that you went to get this podcast. You already know about that. Tell a friend. Anywho, let's start.
You're so lame.
Call your mom. Tell her to listen.
Actually, don't.
Hey, mom. I thought of this super offensive thing that I could do to you. Listen to this. I don't understand. Why are they?
What are they talking about?
Why are they cursing?
Why are they making fun of retarded children?
Jesus is crying, Samuel. Because his name's Samuel. He hates his mom. Anyway, hey, guys, who watched Lost this week?
I actually watched Lost this morning.
Are you serious?
Wow. Yeah, right before getting here.
Wow.
Are you pumped? Like a normal person?
Well, no, because...
Whoa. Eli's new mic is super loud.
Super loud.
There we go. Go.
There I am.
There you go.
No. Thursday, I had wedding rehearsal stuff, and then I had...
How was the beer coma?
That didn't happen mostly because of the fact that...
you didn't go?
No, there was all kinds of stuff that I had to, like, be in charge of, so drinking.
I mean, it was a Mexican wedding, right?
It was. Yes, it was.
I don't understand anything that you're saying then.
Well, you know...
Is there a piñata?
Yes.
A wedding piñata?
It's very...
Little brides and grooms inside it?
ceremonial.
No. It's little babies because they're Mexican. Yeah. And that's,
you bust it open. You have to
find how many she's going to give birth to.
No, and then you have to find the ring inside of all that. And that's. And then, you know, like you're
that's
like.
That's the ring bearer's job.
Yeah. And then you're like, kazah, when you find it.
The ring bearer, like the whole wedding stops while everyone beats a pinata.
Yeah.
They blindfold the bride.
So.
And if they never find it, she never gets married.
Right.
That's law.
They have to hold it
that's
off.
Mexican law.
Right. That was in the Bible, wasn't it?
Yes.
The so, Mexican, yeah. Just for Mexicans.
See, that was Thursday, and then Friday was the actual wedding, so I had the day off, and then I had to run around and.
Then you spent all morning with a sombrero on your head, over your knees, sitting in the shade.
Well, I have to ride around
poncho.
The city. I have to ride around the city on a horse with saddles and then spread the word to everybody.
Wedding!
Wedding, wedding!
Wedding at noon!
Hey, hey! And
then, you also tried to sell chiclets.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You fire pistols.
This wedding ain't going to pay for itself. So
the whole bridesmaid party has like little trays of chicle.
Yeah.
Like chicle? Like, no.
No.
There's not going to be a honeymoon now because they didn't sell enough chiclets on the beach.
Damn it. We're going to have to go to Motel 6 to enjoy
that's
our time together.
That's where they were going
to
go right? Anyway.
Well, no, but yeah.
It's more like, damn it, now we can't go to Motel 6.
So, yeah.
To go to your dad's garage.
I don't know. To come back full circle, yeah. So
where we first did it anyway.
Right.
And then... had a thing on Saturday.
Where we conceived our first child that we already got.
In the swimming pool of the Moto 6?
Yeah, whatever. No, that's where they give birth.
Oh, okay.
Push, Maria.
Excuse me, I just blew snot all over myself.
Push. Maria.
Why did it turn into a soap?
Because, hello.
Yeah.
Mexicans.
Maria, you must push. Dios mío. No, Dios Maria.
Me. And then the camera turns and it's like zoomed right in on the eyes.
It's not your baby.
Ay, mi niño.
And then there's a commercial for...
It's no tu niño. Es mi niño.
Yeah, and then there's a cut and then there's a commercial for like the Bimbo bread.
Yeah.
Like the
Bimbo.
Little,
yeah. We saw
Bimbo.
That. It's Bimbo.
It's Bimbo.
I've seen that. We went to Mexico... one vacation, and every billboard in the whole country is like a guy eating a Subway sandwich that says Bimbo. It's like, just in case you were wondering, this guy is a slut. And I don't know what we were talking about. My shit keeps cutting off. My fucking laptop. Crap top. So anyway, oh yeah, Lost. We're going to talk about Lost. You missed it. You watched it.
I watched it this morning.
Are you buzzed now? Are you so excited?
I'm hot. I take off my pants when I was watching it. It's so good.
Oh, it was so good.
Actually, it was good.
Yeah, for the first time this entire season and part of last season. It was fucking fantastic. Time travel. It was like an episode of Quantum Leap.
Yeah, it was. Scott Bakula comes out.
Desmond hopes that each leap will be the leap home. Al comes out of the little door. Desmond, Ziggy says you got to get these guys off this island. I don't know what you're talking about, brother. And then Fisher Stevens was there from Short Circuit.
So I know. That was fantastic.
Number Desmond 5.
Okay. So, yeah, from Short Circuit. Did you ever see the old movie My Science Project?
No.
God damn it. That was just me then.
So I can't say too. Anything about it.
Damn it.
No, but he was the main hacker bad guy in Hackers. You remember that?
Yeah, there was that.
Oh, that's right.
What was that TV show where he was the blind dude?
You're also making that up.
The A-Team. I am not making that up.
The A-Team. He was Murdoch's blind friend on the A-Team.
Damn it. B.A. Barabbas. Damn it, Fisher Stevens. I don't take no jibber jabber. Drink your milk. Drink your milk, kids. Love your mom. Give her a kiss.
Yeah, no, there was some TV show. I think it was on CBS, which is why no one ever watched
early
it.
Early Edition?
Yeah, Early Edition, the newspaper.
I took my DirecTV receiver back to DirecTV and had them burn out the circuit that gets CBS. Because it was taking up valuable bandwidth and power.
I like how on Lost they almost walked over that line of like, well, okay, so you're telling me this, and that means I'll remember this, and then, so we've met, so it was that one...
Right, they almost had a paradox.
They almost hit that line, and like it came really close, like in those pie charts. And then, yeah, it just went away because they were like, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away.
Backtrack, backtrack, backtrack. Don't go there. Yeah. That would explain something.
Yeah. Don't do that. Here, have a burrito.
Dangerous ground. Back up. Have some haggis. Scotty.
Gross.
He's Scotty.
Yeah, they almost had the doc moment, you know, from Back to the Future 1 through 4.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Where, like, Doc, you know, he finds Doc's number in the phone book, and then he meets up with him, and then he's like, wait a minute, but then that means we met, and then the movie just fell apart after that.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah, they're returning to form with action and intrigue and time travel and Desmond and everything. I was so happy.
Penelope.
Me and Josh went to lunch and actually had a conversation about Lost for the first time in like a year. A year and a half. Great. We had some pretty good theories, too.
I don't remember any of them.
I do. Number one.
The island is a DeLorean.
And they're all androids. They're all silent.
That doesn't make any sense.
They're all silent.
Damn it. Every one of them.
Damn them.
Yeah, whenever they find Earth, it's just the island.
they're all going to start singing Jimi Hendrix songs next episode.
You'd be like, oh my God, we've all been silent since the beginning. We all need to get out of here.
I've got to...
Shut up.
Like, what was the really horrible line? What was the worst line that I think it was the replacement Jimmy said, the chick said, like, I can't get no relief.
What?
She's like washing her face and she's like, oh, along the watchtower. I can't get no relief. Oh, I must be a robot.
What's turned into a Rolaids commercial?
Yes. Like, the purple haze is
in my brain. Up. Chief Terrell's like, suddenly things don't seem the same.
Wait, which one of us is the Joker and which one is the thief? I keep losing track.
It would have just been great if, like, Adama just started doing air guitar.
No, that was like air. That was like air sitar, not. Stop it.
Cylons can't suck it. They're like, Admiral, we're under attack. You know, Admiral, seriously, please get to your station.
Do you know? Now that I think about it, it's going to turn into an episode of Cop Rock. That's going to be the last episode. That's going to be the last episode of Battlestar, and that's how they're going to end the season. Like, and then it's just going to say the end, motherfuckers. And then like, yeah, and then it's just the screen's going to do the old classic, pew, pew, and then that's it. No credits, no nothing.
Actually, it goes, it was all a dream.
Oh no. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, there's a kid looking into a snow globe with a spaceship in it. And they pan out, and Adama walks out, and he's in overalls, and he goes,
I always wonder what's in that kid's head. It seems like he's in a world of his own. Oh, well.
No, didn't you already draw that comic?
Yes. Didn't they already make that show? Staying Elsewhere?
Stand and Deliver?
No.
Oh. That's our only claim to fame.
Battletoads? Mexicans.
What?
What?
That was Adama in... Stand and Deliver.
Oh, I'm completely unfamiliar with his previous work.
He was in Iron Eagle 5.
That does not help.
As the F-16. That's how awesome, like, Adama is to us.
That's why he still had the mustache.
That's why his face looks like that, because it's been shot full of bullet holes by enemy jets.
Yeah. Don't look me directly in the face. It'll blind you.
Or what?
Adama and Richie Valens from La Bamba are like the only things that Mexicans can like hold on to.
Do you remember that
Granted, some people who are listening to this podcast will dispute that he is Filipino, but I'm going
who?
To disagree.
Adama?
No, that Richie Valens from La Bamba.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Or what's his name? Chavez from Young Guns, that guy.
Julio Cesar Chavez? What?
Yes.
Damn it. All right, we're back.
Not joking at all.
About who?
Bob.
Who's Bob?
Bob from La Bamba.
The brother.
He's Brother Bob, yeah. The super talented, but yet couldn't get anything going in his life. He's like that dude from King of Kong. Like the wife that's always like, this guy sucks. He can't actually do anything in life.
Never applies himself.
But Bob's the guy where they're out at
Universal
Studios.
I want to draw Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, that's right. He was a drummer. He's like, I can do this. I can drum. And then he's like, you know, just following along.
Bang, bang.
And then, with the whole, bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang. See how good I am, Richie?
And yeah, and the whole
you're so good with your music.
That and
I can draw him. Bang bang. Look, I drew Donald Duck.
Look, it's Buzz Buzzard.
I've never heard of Buzz Buzzard.
He's like Woody Woodpecker and Buzz Buzzard. And the other guy's
because he wanted to be a cartoonist,
right? And he's the trash man instead at Universal Studios. And
oh, then, he worked there
as the trash man. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
He worked for the city, like that one guy in. Working for the city.
Working for the man every night and day?
Yeah.
Big then, wheel keep... What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What
the fuck did you just like...
Hey!
Don't get on the plane.
Richie! Those wings don't look stable, Richie! Whoa!
So actually, when Richie Valens' airplane...
I think the captain's drunk! Oh, hey, Donald!
Like, so when...
Stay off the plane! Oh, hey, look, it's the Big Bopper!
When that plane crashed with Richie Valens in it, it's much like at Luby's, like you could hear a million like angel dishes breaking in the kitchen, like a million at one time.
It's like a billion voices just crying out at once, and then we're silenced.
Hey, it's the return of my grandma from episode one.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
I'm so tired, Eli. Plus, I'm diabetic.
Grandma, is that you?
Get my insulin. Oh, Grandma needs her shot. Hey, Goofy.
Gorsh.
Oh, God, I hate you.
So, yeah, then there's
Gorsh, Mickey, half a Lynyrd Skynyrd's getting on that plane. Look, it's John Denver. Oh, don't get on that plane. Stay away, Richie.
I'd be there with you guys, but I'm so tired.
I mean, that's Grandma. That's how she introduces herself in public.
Say, old lady, you're going to have to sleep on a different corner.
But I mean, that's Grandma. I'm so sleepy.
Wait, I thought we were talking about Lost. Why are we talking about my grandma again?
Dude, go back and listen to this later.
Full circle.
We're on each topic for about a second and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Fisher Stevens is on Lost.
Oh, no.
Apparently, we're still talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
His debut episode, Johnny Fife. And he died. Spoilers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert if you haven't watched it for some reason.
Johnny Fife is not a real robot. Spoiler alert.
Right. He's not on the episode either, so it doesn't matter.
He's actually being controlled by, like, Jamie or Adam from Mythbusters.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we had theories. They were good. I've forgotten them. We had it payway, so I don't remember any of it. What were they? They were that. Desmond's.
I already told you I forgot.
Desmond's wrapped up. This explains all of Desmond's bullshittery for the last season. He's not really time traveling. He's mentally quantum leaping into his own life. He's Sam Beckett.
Well, right, because he's the only one that had flashbacks where he could change things or remember things.
He previously
had flashbacks where he knew what was going to happen.
Oh, wait. There's two things. I think that's why he was in jail. Military jail. I think this episode like retcons him into jail because he went AWOL to go find the guy that looks like Rivers Cuomo from Weezer. Whatever his name was.
Wow.
Was his name Fisher Stevens too? What was his name?
No.
And then the other thing was that he, why now can he, is he wiped clean? Does he now have no memory of the last 3 years on the island?
Who knows?
Well, shit. Then I don't know, because then fucking the dude from Saving Private Ryan, Upham, or whatever. That's the guy, that's the physicist, the...
Eli, we're talking about Lost.
I know. the guy at Oxford. That's
Rivers Cuomo.
Yes, that
right,
guy.
From Saving Private Ryan.
Everybody's in that movie.
Right. Well, actually, I guess Vin Diesel should be showing up here pretty soon then.
Yeah.
He is the island.
Mel Reynolds was in Saving Private Ryan too.
Oh yeah, that's right. He was in
Ron Livingston. Ron Livingston is a guy.
Yeah.
If we're just saying names.
Oh, okay.
Shut up.
He was in that movie. Oh, he's in Band of Brothers.
No, he was in Band of Brothers.
Right.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Right. I'm just saying, well then if that
shut up.
So when that guy figures out that he's got a constant, so
Little Joey Joe.
That dude doesn't have memory anymore? Or has also been wiped clean?
Girl, you know it's... Oh, it's Milli Vanilli. Sorry. That's not NKOTB.
No.
No, Milli Vanilli. They sing The Right Stuff.
Milli Vanilli, the backups to the Predator.
Right stuff. Baby, Love the way you turn me on. I remember more of the Weird Al version.
The white stuff?
Yeah. The Weird Al version.
That's how I learned about music. I'd hear Weird Al's version.
That's how I learned about music.
I'm not kidding. I'd hear Weird Al's version because I was allowed to have that. And then I'd go seek out the original.
Oh my God, we had the same childhood.
That's how I learned Nirvana, actually, was through Al.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wait, so did he ever do Two Live Crew? I can't remember. Because then you've never heard of Two Live Crew.
He did.
He did?
It was probably
in a
polka.
Did you think that was a joke? It was in a polka. No.
Yeah, he did.
Which one?
He did Two Live Crews. No, am I thinking about something else? He did Do Me When You Wanna Do Me. That's a different song. When You Wanna Do Me. I don't know if he did that or not. Oh, Me So Horny, Me Love You Long Time.
Did he?
No, I guess he couldn't have, because how could you possibly say that to children? And like, dun, 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 dun. Hey, oh, me so horny. Love you long time.
Hey, hey, he covered Closer, okay?
That's true. I want
just with like an anvil and sheep sounds.
I met that guy a couple of times. He's really nice. Weird Al.
Didn't like something tragic happen to him?
Yes, his parents died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Like they were just watching TV and drifted off to death.
Oh, man.
It was terrible. Thanks for the downer, shithead.
So
anyway.
Moving on.
God damn.
Even though, you know, because it's cool that we can talk about retards like it's nothing.
Hey, that was last week. That never happened.
Weird Al's parents were real people.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Switch.
Right, that was fiction.
Right.
Weird Al's parents really died.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
I hate
that's
myself.
Bad. So, since my computer keeps shutting off, I can't seem to locate all the notes that I made for this podcast.
This is such an epic failure.
Oh, they all are. Whatever.
Yeah,
you know
all
what?
But the first one.
You know what? I bet it didn't save. Holy shit. Oh, well. Anyway, so we're off lost. I don't care anymore. Next episode is going to be Locke making eggs for 3 hours. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
No, actually, that's what I thought Lost was going to
end. Oh.
Like, they're just going to go off that way. And we're done, folks.
Oh!
Like, Lost.
And everyone on the internet thinks Ben has a clone. A Ben clone from a different time that he's plucked out, and that's who the... I think it's Michael on the ship, but they think it's a Ben clone.
What?
They think that the Ben that's off the island is not Ben that's on the island.
I don't like the fact that his name is Linus. His last name.
He just wants to look at boys' Linuses.
No, I just keep seeing him, like, I want to see them come into a room and he's playing piano. And some chick's harassing him.
You're awful at that.
Went to Burger King today on the way to a friend's house to help him install a TV. And they closed almost all the Burger Kings in Dallas a few years ago. Like, Dallas, there was, like, an ordinance to get rid of all the stores from the 80s, and so they closed all the Kmarts and all the Burger Kings in the same week. Yeah, it was... So it's like, oh, Burger King. I haven't been there in forever. Burger King tastes like 1984.
Yes.
Like, everything
they gave... George Orwell?
Yes. Everything they gave me tasted like the mid-80s.
Well, and their fries taste like grease from the 1970s.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
It was the first use of grease.
Right, and they've still got it.
Yeah.
They never once changed.
No, it's not even their grease. It's grease from Long John's.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Everybody throw up in their mouth.
No, that happened to me where I went to one of those those duo, like the combination.
Kentucky Hut?
Right, and they had a Long John with a... I think it was a Burger King.
No, it's an A&W.
No, Long John's an A&W.
No. There's another one, though.
Burger King is not part of that.
Because I got...
Stop talking.
What did I... Stop I got... talking. No, because I wanted curly fries of some kind.
That's Jack in the Box.
I'm telling
you. Why are you so stupid?
I'm telling you. No. It was KFC, and...
They don't even have curly fries.
Now I know what it was. It was potato. It was potato wedges.
It was peyote wedges.
Yeah, it was peyote wedges.
Wow, you can't remember anything.
So I went and got like chicken from KFC.
Listen, giant coyote with a buzzard head. I'd like your peyote wedges. Listen, anthropomorphic donkey.
That's just
testicles. I want.
Why are you playing with that trash? That's just basura.
I want a...
crap.
Basura.
That's what we have to write on stuff in our office when we want them to actually throw it away.
Varsura?
No, basura. Because if we write, like, this is crap, throw it away, they, like, leave it there forever.
Stop all the basura, like, compactors. On all the floors. On the top. No, just turn them all off.
Oh, Lord, dude, you're killing them. They're being crushed.
And he's all, you can just hear the hydraulics. Wait, on him.
Say trace PO? I don't know.
Yeah, and you just hear, like, R2 just...
Are dos dedos?
That's how he talks.
That's right, R2. Interface with this shit.
Yeah, and it's all, like, it's, like, all gothic script, yeah, like, going across the screen.
It's like Sanchez.
Yeah. What? Dirty Sanchez?
Put your nubbins in this wall and open the door. Arretos.
Wow.
So this week's topic is racism.
Racism.
But I'm here.
The
so
more
it's okay.
You know. It's... No, he's our safe card.
Right. When I'm here, it's not racism. It's an understanding of my people.
Right.
Oh, it's like Sesame Street. We're learning about another culture.
For lack thereof.
Yeah. Whoa, hey.
Whoa. You're the one that just said Richie Valens' brother was your only people's claim to fame.
Well, yeah. And this is true.
Fuck all these basura. I want to draw Donald Duck.
I'm like, oh, it makes me proud.
Bob, where were you, Bob?
Makes
when
my
we were
heart
trying
swell.
To get this child out or whatever. The mom, we kept yelling at Bob.
What?
Why can't you be more Bob? Like Richie?
Why is his name Bob?
I don't know.
His name's Timothy.
It's short for Roberto.
Timothy the Mexican is his name.
Timothy.
Timothy the Mexican.
It's like the whitest name ever. Bob. Hey, speaking of Bob, you remember those commercials where they were like, Bob's feeling great because his dick just got bigger and he's fucking everybody in the neighborhood with his colossal package. They got sued out of existence because their product is like asbestos in a capsule.
Wow.
Did you want to hear about this?
It doesn't anything. It was Insight.
Insight. Yeah,
so
yeah,
so cancel your subscription to their deliveries.
Their product. Yeah. Well, I've got that anal lube stuff that also comes on at... Because the first time I saw that Insight was like on...
Late night TV?
Yeah, I was like watching something on Spike or G4. Or
Spice.
Some shit on Spice. But then they show the commercial with the man and the woman get together, and then they just bust out a...
Oh, KY like, warming liquid?
Yeah, like anal lube.
Yeah.
And you can just hear like... Yeah. And I'm sitting there, and then I'm like on surfing the web and watching TV, and I'm like looking, I'm going, what the fuck is that? And then it's followed up by a commercial for douching or something for chicks, like...
As opposed to douching for guys.
Right? Or, no, it's just like a straight
they
up,
make
like,
a ass
is douche. Your period heavy?
Yes,
and I'm
I
like,
know.
What?
Josh is like, believe me, I know.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, the guy that's I realized as I watched those commercials, he never once says it makes your dick bigger. It just, you know, it's a guy smiling with like a golf club coming out of his pants, and it's like, Bob's got a lot of confidence, if you know what I'm saying. But they're like, hey, we never said it made your dick bigger. We just said it gave you confidence. Well, it doesn't do that either. So you're fired.
So you take the pill and put on this little like strap on top of your junk.
Yeah, that's what it comes with.
Yeah.
It comes with a sock that you roll up and stick in your pants.
Yeah.
And then...
Roll of quarters.
Yeah. And then that night... A roll of 50-cent pieces is actually... Kennedy half dollars is what I use.
For the extra
girth.
Ira.
Got confidence in my pants.
In my pants. Ira. Taking these pills to make a Maya Junker bigger. Okay.
You're a terrible Kennedy.
There's nothing bad ever happens to Kennedys. They, then on Oxygen, the Oprah network with old ladies at late at night, they
Thank
sell
you
dildos.
For being a friend.
No, it's not. It's not Golden Girls. It's dildos for sale.
Dildo Girls?
Yeah, it's Dildo Golden Girls.
Rose. What, Dorothy? Can I borrow your dildo?
My dildo broke and I need one.
Run it through the dishwasher. I can't.
You're Betty White. Run it through the dishwasher, guys.
Come on, Rose.
Dorothy.
Run the purple mountain into the dishwasher there.
Oh, and then on your request, Eli, I watched King of Kong last night.
Fantastic.
You want to give a brief overview of what that's about? For anyone that hasn't seen it. Oh, you've got it right here. Just read the jacket.
I don't hear. I need a better voice.
No,
to read that,
because yours sounds like a Mexican.
Because I'm like, man, Bob,
and mine doesn't
that's
always.
Like basura.
I'm gonna read this like I'm your grandma.
In this hilarious, critically acclaimed arcade showdown, an unprecedented rivalry rocks the electronic world to its core.
I don't think anybody can understand. I can't understand what you're saying.
I'm sleepy. Piñata. Burrito taco. Join the novice gamer, Steve Weeb. I'm sleepy.
Steve Weeb, on his quest to destroy the top score of gaming legend Billy Mitchell, the uncontested champion of the Donkey Kong world for over 20 years, and find out which one of them can truly claim the title King of Kong. King of Dong.
Dude, I give this 5 thumbs up. This movie was so awesome.
You have to rate it in Pac-Mans. I give it 5 Pac-Mans.
Well, I wanted to see this so bad that when I found that it was out, I called up Rick.
You stood up off a toilet where you were taking a shit and ran away.
Yeah.
Like, this is important.
Oh, God.
Oh, don't even put the pants on. Left from around your ankles and just ran.
Yeah, and we watched this the night I got it.
Dude, okay, so the movie starts off. Go see this movie. King of Kong, DVD, get it, love it, make sex to it. These people...
Your cat just rubbed all over me. It was
he's making love to you.
Right when you said that.
Oh, these people live in a world of they're not nerds. These are actually dweebs. Like, this is a subculture of nerd that they're like, well, let me tell you what.
You want me to play the audio from the trailer? It's good.
Wait, okay, hang on. I have to turn you back on.
I think just the audio alone. Makes a...
You know what? I don't think I can turn you back on. See, I can't.
Son of a bitch.
You should have been using Insight.
Hang on, we're going to pause. Go.
All right.
Trailer audio.
Yeah. Ready, go!
I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs. I play video games.
The best at something.
When you want your name written into history, you have to pay the price.
That guy is a cocksucker.
He is the best classic arcade gamer of our era.
But he's like, if you see him, if you said, hey, this is Billy Mitchell, he is the best friend of the Pope, you'd be like, that guy's a cocksucker. More than any other guy. Look at him.
Short in a lot of things in his life, and I just think nobody wants to do that all the time.
Way to go, wife. Way to support your husband.
He needs insight. Oh, Steve Weeb took some insight.
There's not enough insight for this
it
dude.
Made him a prick.
Yeah. Okay, well, so...
Without question, it's the hardest game.
Turn that shit off. People think that the Billy Mitchell... I've heard about this guy before. In the 80s, like the year after I was born, he broke almost 900,000 on Donkey Kong. And then never did anything ever again, has been writing that within a circle of what I can best tell is maybe 80 people that give a shit, and he thinks he's a fucking superstar. And
he makes wing sauce.
And he makes wing sauce with his life now. And he's got this feathered back, long hair, like Rush replacement bass player, like technician from the 80s. And this dude, Steve Weeb, is like, fuck, I can play Donkey Kong. I'm awesome at Donkey Kong. And so he gets in his garage and he videotapes himself playing Donkey Kong and destroys Billy Mitchell's score. And like, that starts the movie with this like controversy of who's going to be the best, because like, they don't accept it and they think he rigged his machine and all kinds of shit. But man, oh man, even if he'd won, it'd been like he was the king of the biggest fucking losers in the world.
But that's what made the movie so great, is that it quickly turned from like the Donkey Kong issue to like, now you just want to be a part of this circle of people that are elite.
Yes.
But it's a circle of about, yeah, about 80.
This, yeah, and this,
give or take.
They have the world championships of every arcade game, and there's like 15 people there spectating or whatever. And apparently there's this thing in Donkey Kong called a kill screen where the movie runs out of, the game runs out of memory and can no longer be played. It's not really supposed to stop. It's just out of memory, and it just kills you, and it's over. And this dude, he's about to reach it. And so this other guy starts walking around the arena, and he's like, oh, potential Donkey Kong kill screen. If you guys want to stop what you're doing and come look. And guys, potential Donkey Kong kill screen. Guys, hey, stop your game. Potential Donkey Kong kill screen, guys. Okay, come check it out.
Dude, that dude and all the other dudes, like, what was that? What was the
referees?
The referee, oh, hippie guy.
Bill Way or something, or Bob Way, the hippie referee.
Yeah. What is his name?
He, like, lived in a car and wrote folk songs.
That dude was awesome. I want to meet that guy, because that guy is, like, and then, like, at one point, he kind of breaks down for a minute. He's like, well, you know, after all the LSD and heroin.
Anywho.
The cocaine that I ate.
I'd shape it into apples with like a little mold.
Yeah.
And I'd eat it like a cocaine apple. With a
light butter sauce.
Yeah. It was quite to hold it together. It was like butterscotch.
Yeah. We called it butter. Whereas you kids now call it cheese or whatever. But yeah, that dude.
Code word for super potent heroin.
That dude butter. Is awesome. The whole damn thing is just awesome.
No, it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. Super thumbs up on that. Five thumbs up.
Five Pac-Mans.
Oh, that doesn't even begin. Just watch the damn thing. We didn't even talk about like Mr. Awesome or any of the other stuff that's in there.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Awesome.
Did you? Okay, you saw it on DVD.
He has a video about how to get Poontang.
No, because he was in Playgirl. And he put his phone number in the ad, like, or in the photo or something.
Yeah.
If you watch the DVD, the extras, he talks about, like, how that got him so much ass because he did that. And, like, it's.
With dudes?
Well, that got that, brought up because
that's
he's
part of it.
He's, like, talking about how, like, dude, so many celebrities hit me up on that number.
Tom Cruise, well, John Travolta. Well,
the guy's asking.
Neil Patrick Harris.
The guy's, like, asking him, like, well, what celebrities? He's like, you'll have to buy the, you know, you'll have to buy the book to find out. And he's like, including men, and it's just like this awkward silence. They're all kind of looking at each other, and he's like, "Well,
buy the book,
yeah." My first BJ was
okay.
From
I
a
didn't
man.
See that part.
Yeah, you need to watch all the extras. All the extras on that are worth it. Like beginning to end.
I guess I didn't watch that part. I watched the part about Pac-Man and Donkey Kong. I didn't watch the part about homosexual BJs. That must have been different movie.
It was
you awesome. Were watching King of Dong.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching a different movie.
Right afterwards.
Oh.
I picked that up, too.
Well, that makes sense.
So, do you want to get into the controversy now?
Oh, yeah. So, we've been talking about fucking HorrorCon and Black Devil Doll, the movie, for the last couple of weeks. About the, you know, obviously about the killer puppet. Negro spiritual singing,
which I what's spiritual? I don't know. Not fucking glory. Oh my lord!
Okay, hey. These are lines we're not crossing. These are
dude. Why that not? Was
on I'm, today's special racism episode. We're not going to sing,
dude. That was I'm just repeating what was in glory. Okay,
like there's like a scene from Roots where like the dad is holding Black Devil Doll up to the moon. He's like, "This is the only thing greater than you." And then Black Devil Doll stabs him and kills him to death.
Oh,
your name's Toby.
That would have made that
My
movie so much
My name's Black
better.
Devil Doll.
I watched that. Now that we've somehow made contact with the guys.
Your name's Toby. My name's Black Devil Doll.
Dude, I'm asking now for the guys on Black Devil Doll. Was it Sean?
Sean.
And the other guy.
And Black Devil Doll. He's a real person.
No.
As himself.
Let's go to the crew here.
Okay, so Sean, I commented on his MySpace. I was like, dude,
Sean
we,
and Jonathan Lewis. I'm begging to you now to make Black Devil Doll Root.
Black Devil Roots. Doll Roots.
I want to see that
the
movie.
The sequel.
Yeah.
It's The Color Purple and Roots starring Black Devil Doll.
Right, exactly. I want to see that.
Can we still get Whoopi Goldberg back?
She is in this movie. She's in Black Devil Doll.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's the first victim.
So anyway,
this guy, This guy, he MySpaced me or whatever the kids call it. And I said, we've got to meet you. I said, Eli's going to be at the con and we're going to watch your movie and then we want to interview you for our podcast. And he's like, fuck yeah, let's do it. And then
I went, I'm scheduling out my weekend and I go to the, now when I saw this Black Devil Doll on their website under the screenings, it said screening Dallas, you know, Beer Fest 2 or whatever. And so I'm like, sweet. So I start telling people, I start passing the link around. I go check out the webpage for the Texas Fear Fest, and there's no more listing for it. This is Sunday. Saturday, which it was supposed to be at midnight, now it says exclusive Fear Fest only, Black Devil Doll clip and new uncut trailer with intro by director Jonathan Lewis.
Yeah, so they were going to show the whole
movie. They were going to show the whole movie, and now...
Now it's a clip.
It's like...
It's only twice as long as the trailer that's online now.
Right, because it starts at 12 a.m., and then at 12:10, it's the the exclusive some other movie.
I smell the man.
Yeah, I think...
The white man.
They maybe got an advanced screening or something, and we're like, okay, we can't show this outside.
Right, and it's because it's outdoors.
Right.
Why is it outdoors?
I don't know. It's cool.
Like to hurt people?
I don't know. It means I can drink beer outside.
You can't drink beer outside.
If it's in a... If it's in a... If it's on private property, I don't see why you can't.
I don't see how it is outside on private property.
If it's like part of the hotel.
America owns that.
Well, but I pay votes.
You don't pay taxes. You don't own land.
That's right. I just draw pictures.
No, you pay income tax, but that doesn't matter. You don't vote. You don't do anything.
Taxes on my
your car?
You know, like pornography and things like that. They charge me
Black Devil Doll DVDs that I buy?
7.25%.
You don't know anything.
Anyway, so
those are Mexican taxes that you're remembering.
But it says here that those guys are going to be there on Sunday.
You should still go talk to him.
No, I still want to go.
Here's what I say: go talk to him and find out what the fucking deal is, and how we get a copy of Black Motherfucking Devil Doll. Right. Is what I want to know.
I think the three of us, if we can get an advanced screen,
God damn it,
we're just gonna make a call out now.
Yeah,
we want an advanced screen for the three of us.
Yeah,
so we can watch it and then review it.
Fuck yeah!
And then we'll dedicate an entire podcast.
I'll show it outside. I'll put it on a projector on my garage door.
You know, I think that'll go over quite well.
Bring your kids, bitches.
Let's take it to UTD and like rock it old school on the side of the apartment building.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
So we were just
that different than the other porn we showed.
Yeah.
I'm saying we're just putting that out there now.
Black Devil Doll. What Josh is talking about is when he was attending UTD and I was living at the University of Texas at Dallas, not attending.
Freeloader.
Yeah. A friend of ours had acquired a gigantic projector. It's like that one that Rick has.
He means he stole it.
The super from Jesus.
From a church.
Yeah. Jesus' projector was somehow in our possession. And we would watch movies on it. It was gigantic. And this guy that seemed like he'd be into tranny porn just so happened to be into tranny porn. Like, I don't know how he got his computer, but our friend was going through it, and he found some tranny porn. He also found a whole bunch of foot porn, like just a ton, like more than you'd think would even be out there. Especially in 98. Porn? In 98... Yes.
Do they dress up the feet to like...
No, like no. The feet are put in things. Oh. Like, you wouldn't think that...
Well, that's not exciting at
when
all.
The internet was young, you know? Well, it's not now, but this was 98, man. This was shit you hadn't seen before.
Right.
This was before depravity on fucking, you know, the homepage of Yahoo or old whatever. School. Old school. So he's got all this foot porn, and we're watching it on the wall. It's like 12 by 12 or whatever, and it's on a third-story apartment. And so we open the balcony doors and just spin the projector cart around and project it like 60 feet wide on the entire building next to us. And it's this chick like holding this other chick's feet and just cramming her foot as hard as she can.
In her lady business.
In her noonie. In her lady business.
The noonie.
The noonie.
Right.
That's the scientific name for it.
Right.
And because it's on brick and it's not that bright, you sort of can't tell, but like we cranked up the speakers, people are like walking hand in hand. Like,
they hear, I love college.
Yeah, college is great. I'm learning.
I can't wait till I go be an executive or something.
And they'd like look up on the wall and there's like just like 60-foot-wide foot violating this woman.
And they like they're you'd see them start to figure it out. They're like, huh, what's the
Oh no.
Run.
That's not a like a sea
run.
That's not like a sea lion giving birth to like, you know, a foot. That's
yes, it was
that's
very
something else.
The weirdest part was she was wearing a foot condom.
What?
She stretched this gigantic
like a sock?
No, like a giant yes, that's what I call them. Babe, where are my foot condoms? Your socks? Yeah.
You want the you want the ankle ones or you want the
reservoir
knee-high
the
ones?
Reservoir tip yeah. socks? No. So anyway, that was terrible. And speaking of lady business, on the way back from my friend's house today, I saw this guy in a Jeep, and it looks like he was ready to go safari-ing. Did I guarantee this shit's about to die? I'm going to pause it. Anyway, so I end up behind this Jeep, and he's got like hunting gear and extra gas cans and shit. And I'm like, and there's something written on his mirror, on his window, and like he does some sort of safari trips or something. And so on the back of his what appears to be a business vehicle, truck balls.
You've never seen this before?
I have, but I mean, you know, you're like, good eye, everybody. I'm going to take you on a jungle safari. Get in the Jeep. Oi. Don't mind the truck balls. Look, that's class. I don't know why it's Australian.
Right. Truck balls.
That reminds me. So anyway, what I was going to do is I was going to put a plastic truck vagina on the back of my car. Like in the tailpipe or something.
Let's see if you can go get teabagged.
Oh, you can do that. Just buy a fleshlight, but take the insert out and you can plug that directly into the tailpipe.
I want silicone lady business on the back of my car to show how appropriate that is.
That's fantastic. I don't know why that reminds me of the time I saw a squirrel, a bronzed
squirrel.
Where
could you possibly be heading with this?
It was mounted on the hood of a car.
Like a hood ornament?
Yeah.
Like and I killed this squirrel and now it's my hood ornament.
Right. I was working at
a squirrel bronzing factory.
While I was working and we were up late at 4 a.m., we go to Whataburger and there's a dude that pulls up next to us with a bronzed squirrel on the hood of his
How
car.
How high were you at the time?
Right. None of this happened.
Right. And then...
Not even close.
Like 2 days later at my real job, my day job, the same guy pulls up to the cleaners, which is right next door to us, and I look out the window and I'm like, it's a fucking bronze squirrel. It's the same fucking dude. So I walked out there and petted the squirrel and then came back.
I would have taken it and I would have beat him to death with it. Here's what I think of you and your bronze squirrel. Did you just crack his head open with it?
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking angry.
Big head cracking.
Jesus. Right. Wouldn't that be a really inappropriate response? Like this guy's got this whimsical hood ornament and it just enrages you and you kill him. I'm going to kill you. You're arrested and you're like, you're on trial and they're like, and you know, Eli, Mr. Eli, you're obviously going to jail for a very long time. Just tell us why you did it. God, bro, squirrel! So angry.
I see.
Whatever.
Acquitted.
Right. Free. All charges dropped. The other thing that I wanted to talk about, there's no point in playing this because I'm just going to link to it. But if you haven't seen the video of the kid, the Xbox fake out for Christmas... Have you seen it?
No, I'll have to see that after you're done here.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Let's talk about it. Let's pause.
Yeah, I'm not going to cue it up.
No. Let's talk about it. Let's pause. I'll watch it. Then we'll come back and get instant reaction.
No, it's really long. It's really long.
No, boo.
Listen, this...
Boo.
I guess we can. Listen, this kid, first off, it's this black family in the
Okay,
kid,
you know what? No, I need to watch this. We either do this or we don't do this.
All right. Pausing. It, through the magic of the internet, we'll be back in 3, 2. So there it is.
Oh my God.
It's not done yet.
I know, but
oh my God, though. Like
we're not even halfway.
No,
it just keeps going. What did you think it
was? They're mocking him.
Jonathan, we can't afford an Xbox 360.
You stupid asshole. That's why we put clothes in a 360 box and gave it to you wrapped.
This is exactly...
Skip to the end.
What disappointment looks like.
Yeah, skip to like a minute before it's over and look at the kid's face.
That's where we are right now.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so while you're looking at this...
Are we recording?
These ridiculous shithead parents...
Dude, this is why we have crime in our country.
Right. They get an Xbox box. They put fucking sweaters and like long johns in it. And the
kid, this kid is pissed, man.
The kid is like, the kid's like, oh my God.
Dude, this kid is about to
he cries.
And he's crying.
He cries. Yeah. He's like, I can and finally tears. Be happy. And he's like, is this really? Did you really? And they're like, open it. Open it, you son of a bitch. Open it. He opens it and it's like a sweater. And he's like, for a second there, you can tell that he's like, okay, where's the real Xbox? Yeah. You know, you guys.
His mom says, careful when you open it. We have to take the box back.
Like they borrowed it from somebody?
They borrowed it from somebody.
Like his friend, his best friend,
dude,
got an Xbox.
That is so shitty.
Yeah.
And then everybody leaves him. And they just laugh. Sitting there crying by himself.
And they leave the camera rolling while he cries into his hands. And they're all like, fuck you, crybaby. And they like walk off. And he's so depressed.
I've never actually seen hate like built before.
Yeah. Like
That's like when they fucking made Darth Vader.
Yeah, this guy will murder somebody.
Yeah. They just made Darth Vader. That's yeah. Like, you know.
Him murdering someone has nothing to do with his Christmas.
Like, and then. Yeah.
That was bad.
I think. I think. Oh, I don't even know what I'm thinking anymore. All I know is that this kid is going to, like, hurt someone.
No, this kid, he's going to kill someone. He's going to start a fire. He's going to hurt pets. He's going to do all the classic things that lead to serial killers.
Wow.
They laugh at him.
There.
They taunt him. They make fun of him for tricking him and destroying his dreams. And they're like, dumbass, we can't afford a 360.
What?
We can afford an elaborate plot to make you look like an asshole, but can't afford a 360. So anyway.
Apparently they can also afford a camcorder and a computer that can upload all this shit to YouTube.
Right. They're on the internet. And so Engadget saw this, and they're trying to find the kid so they can give him a 360.
Dude, that is awesome.
And
because
they said the other thing they want to do is get a giant car-shaped box full of parenting books to park up in front of their house.
That would be genius.
Oh, man. It's like watching someone's spirit evaporate, like literally crash into a brick wall and then just smash into 1,000 pieces.
Oh, my God. Dude, we got to find out who this kid is and send him some games. Or something.
Oh yeah, because you know you.
No,
make
I'm
video
saying
games.
The free ones, not the. I'm not gonna. I'm not.
No,
gonna
not
actually,
the good ones.
I'm not actually gonna
no.
pay for.
Not them. The ones that you make a dime.
No,
from.
No, no, no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no, no. We're actually gonna send him an address to where he can buy games.
Like a link.
Yeah. A link to some good
Here's
games on Amazon.
Amazon.com. There you go.
You're gonna make a wish list for him on Amazon, and the first one is like a real Xbox.
Wow.
Some winter clothes. And the one guy's like, what did you think, idiot? It's winter clothes. We can't afford an Xbox, dumbass.
I ain't got the time to send you, like, real stuff. I'm just going to send you the
and
link.
The kid never says anything. He just mouth agape, tears welling up in his eyes.
That's just fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it was nice. Christmas miracle. It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, that's the
God
complete,
bless us one and
that,
all.
That's the most opposite of that one video where the kid opens the Nintendo.
The N64.
N64, yeah. And he loses his
Nintendo 64!
And he's like fist pumping. That is the ultimate like opposite of that video.
Right,
like
the antithesis.
Yeah, I just saw that. Wow. That was amazing.
That poor kid.
Kid at home.
And we're back. My computer problems cannot cease.
Yeah.
To amaze.
So
that was Xbox Kid.
Yeah.
Alcon.
Yeah.
Tell me about Alcon. Eli walks in today and goes, dude, best con ever coming to Dallas next week. No. Yeah, best con. We have to, oh my God, we have to go Alcon. I'm like, is this the one from Europe that's supposed to be badass and it has like everybody from TNG? No.
No, this, and I don't know why I'm talking like this.
I don't know why. I don't know why I'm talking like Edward James Olmos. Vato. So okay. He's like, no, go to this website, all-con.com, all-con.org. Sorry, go there now. While you're listening to this.
Let me just go over some of the stuff. I have the schedule pulled up for Saturday because I can probably go Saturday. Because
you didn't mean best con as in like you'd enjoy this. You meant best con as in fucking sci-fi spaceship wreck.
Fuck yeah. Okay. So let's just...
Like when the Battlestar like...
Okay.
almost crashes, but then doesn't. But this actually it crashes.
Yeah, and this one just keeps going right
through the planet, through the other
and
side.
Then, like it's sucking in trees and water
right
through the hole it's made in the ground.
Sure.
But okay, so I'm just looking at this list of what's going on.
You
on
have
Saturday.
To be looking at this website.
There is
go a, now ALL-CON.org.
There is going to be a Battlestar Group Alliance public meeting at some point during the day. There is a, well, there's a Star Wars collector panel.
Well, F this, dude. There's... What about the guests? You okay, first
oh, no,
off,
no, no, no.
He goes,
well,
he goes
on,
wait.
Hang on, let me just go over some of these other things. Because there is a Ms. They're going to have a
Pac-Man?
Ms. A Ms. Star Wars competition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an actual...
Luscious ladies of Star Wars.
Yeah, and you dress up, and I guess you win. There's a How to Be a Ghostbuster. The Return of Jedi Actors. Aaron Douglas, I'm not a fracking Cylon, which is that's Chief.
Okay, so yeah, okay,
so
guest
on,
list,
so on.
Guest
so, yeah.
list. Chief Tyrell's going to be there. I was like, oh, cool, Chief. Hey, Chief, he's a Cylon. Guest number two on the homepage of all-con.org is Yakface, everyone's favorite character from Return of the Jedi.
Right,
Yakface. Obviously, played, as you know, by Sean Crawford. Not as many think by...
Richard Attenborough?
Richard Attenborough, yes, thank you. I almost forgot. Sean Crawford.
It's
as
easy to forget his name.
It is. Number three on the guest list is everyone's favorite, Tim Dry. And, let you know, obviously, when you think Tim Dry, you think Jaquil the Whippet-Fid from Return of the Jedi. Obviously. Mike Edmonds, who was a fucking Ewok, and the list
he was
just
that one Ewok from that one scene.
Right, he's not even a good Ewok. He's just an Ewok.
It's
he's
not
just
even Wicket.
A midget who wore a suit one time. It's awful.
I say kick ass.
It's like a predisposed train wreck. Like it's already happening and it hasn't even started yet. They got people. They got suit fillers. To be the guest. And so the question is, like, what was it like working with Mark Hamill? I never actually got to meet Mark Hamill. I wore a yak face suit in the back of the cantina.
I was usually in the medical tent trying to get some oxygen.
Yeah, and, deeply dehydrated. Got a rash.
Wow,
this
is going to be fantastic the more I look at this website.
Also there's, allergic to yak
there's
hair.
A stormtrooper holding a baby.
Like Ransom?
Oh, it's that dude. That guy, the one.
That's everyone that's at this con. That one guy that did that one.
Yeah.
That one guy.
It's gonna be fantastic. I love going to these.
Burton
things.
Gilliam from Blazing Saddles.
Is that the guy from that commercial trucks that's recently been playing all over the fucking?
I don't know what you're talking
radio?
About.
Radio.
Are you drugs? On peyote again?
No.
Okay. Burger Bob. King peyote fries.
What are you doing, Bob?
Get off my back, Izzy. I need to draw Donald Duck.
Buzz Buzzard. And
my brother is so talented. Yeah. Guess I'm the best now, Richie. Fuck you, Vato. Suck it, La Bamba.
That's his name, La Bamba.
That's what they called him.
Way to go, La Bamba. Couldn't wash the dishes. Go out and take the trash out.
I guess I'm the best Valen brother now, Richie. Fuck you. He's like, he's pissing on the flames of the plane.
Suck on these, Richie.
Richie's like, save me. Stop burning. Save me, brother.
Fuck you. I'm going to go draw Mickey Mouse.
I'm going to draw Mickey fucking Minnie. That's hot shit.
Nice.
That's all. So anyway, AllCon, go. Be there.
Next weekend.
7th, be there or be happy.
7th, 8th, and 9th.
Be there or live a fulfilling life. One or the other.
Can I give a...
Can't do both.
Here's a shitty movie of the week.
Yeah, we're gonna try and recommend shitty movies for you to watch and make fun of.
Now, you have to have a VHS player to play this. If
you also apparently have to come over to Eli's house and borrow it, because I'm sure no one else has access to it.
This one... Ninja Brothers of Blood.
Ninja Brothers of Blood.
Yes.
Have you seen this one?
I have seen this one.
Okay. Best scene.
Best scene, end fight with the dude in the yellow ninja outfit against the guy in the blue and red.
Oh, are these ones that can be seen on YouTube? Because I think I've looked at this before.
I don't know, but...
So what's so fantastic about it?
It has ninjas.
Oh, number
yeah,
one.
Yeah, this and is on YouTube. I've seen these.
Yeah, if you look at the cover, it's sort of like...
It's spangledy.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Is that Scorpion?
It might be.
Like, it's like Scorpion versus Sub-Zero, but from the 70s.
But yeah, so you have to have a VHS player for this one.
They ripped off that whole game.
And then the other one would be...
Robo-Vampire.
Is the other movie.
Okay.
Now, we all have seen this, though. Josh actually did not see this.
I've seen the beginning of it.
Give me that.
This is right before you moved back up to Texas.
I want to, first off, explain what's on the cover. Because someone says, hey, let's watch a movie. I've got Robo-Vampire. Number one, I'm in. I mean, that's an instant turn-on for two reasons. You've touched on two of the things I care the most about. Things with the prefix Robo.
Right.
And vampires.
Score.
Double score. Triple word score. This is triple nerd score. It's fucking fantastic. So on the cover is not an approximation of... It's just fucking RoboCop. It is exactly RoboCop. Peter, what was his name?
Peter Wellers.
Peter Wellers. RoboCop.
From Peter the University O'Toole. Of North Texas.
This is Peter O'Toole as RoboCop. Peter O'Toole as RoboCop. I'm drunk. Get out of my way, vampires. And somebody make me a martini. Peter O'Toole.
Wow.
It's so fucking stupid. God damn it.
Get this fucking helmet off me.
I'm Peter O'Toole.
Get me a scotch. This gun is heavy. Someone get me a whore. Oh, fighting vampires is tough. I'm a Shakespearean actor. Oh, fucking amateurs. Anyway, so it's RoboCop, Peter O'Toole as RoboCop, obviously. A helicopter flying through an explosion. RoboCop has a zombie in a headlock. And you're like, oh my God, it might be the best movie ever. None of those things are in the movie.
No, not even close. You immediately flip to the back of it, and then you realize, oh, that's actually not in the movie.
This would be like if you got, I don't know, like you rented The Lion King, and it was like 10 lesbians having an orgy on the cover, and you're like, oh, The Lion King looks great. And no, it's like a cartoon about kitties.
Yeah. It's actually like every porno then. Yeah. Actually, most shitty movies are like most pornos. It's the most kick-ass cover of everything you've ever wanted to see in a porno. You get it, and then it's not anything.
So
like
you
that
might
at all.
Not even have the chance to see Robo Vampire unless, like, you are part of some sort of underground DVD trading collective. Look it up on YouTube.
Well, if you're willing to spend the $1.25 that I spent to pick up this,
where'd you get it?
Piece, I think I got it
Walmart
at
Dollar Bin
movie trading company.
No, that's not. You got the last one on Earth. It's not possible.
Oh, well, yeah, I probably did. No, actually, as a matter of fact,
the DVD is made of cardboard.
No, I guarantee that you can find that at Best Buy. I have actually seen that at Best Buy. It's part of a double feature,
dude. Eden Entertainment Incorporated. Look them up. I'm sure they have an up-to-date website.
They sound like a porno production company.
I'm sure they are. So RoboVampire features, number one, zero robots. Okay, let's just clear that. Let's get that out of the way. Number two, as far as I can tell, zero vampires. Not one.
Yeah, it's Hong Kong, so it's this weird, bouncy, bunny-hopping...
Zombies.
Yeah,
they are zombies. At best zombies, yeah. And they jump like rabbits... And they occasionally disappear. And then later, they put a guy in a tinfoil suit, and he's not a robot. And that's it. And that just keeps happening.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And there are at least four movies that they were making that they have then edited together.
Yeah, they just
because the cast just changes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You're watching, you're like...
I have to see the whole thing. I've only seen the opening.
They never introduce anyone. You never learn anyone's name. Ever.
There's a bunch of rubber snakes at the beginning.
There's rubber snakes. There's some sort of seance. There's a naked woman who is in love with a gorilla werewolf.
Oh, that's right. With
what?
Gorilla werewolf man.
There's like a dead girl with her tits hanging out, and there's like a gorilla werewolf, and they are definitely going to do it. They're loving it.
Yeah.
And they never resolve
that. That's actually where the wolf man came from, who was on American Gladiator.
Right. That happens right at the beginning of the movie. They don't resolve that. They leave that as like a big open door. Like, here's a
that
naked...
That was for the sequel.
Here's a naked ghost and a gorilla werewolf, and let's never speak of them
again. Yeah, Robo Vampires followed up by Were Gorilla. Like,
yeah, of course.
Exactly.
So anyway, that's maybe the best movie I've ever
seen.
Oh,
speaking of which, just really quick, did you guys watch
it for an hour?
So Josh is going to legally acquire iLife 08 for me so my GarageBand can stop shitting itself every time.
Thank you for
anyway,
saying
start
that.
A new really topic. Quick, speaking of Werewolf Man, when you watch the Saturday Night Live from last night, watch the
they with had Juno?
Yes. They had a digital short.
Yes, that was so weird.
You saw it?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet. Don't
okay,
spoil
that's
it for
Werewolf,
me.
And that's, yeah, actually that was one
that
of the best
that made more
ones.
Sense than Robo Vampire, though.
Yeah, it did. That was a fantastic SNL short. Like,
I'm
I
sure
was,
they put those on YouTube on purpose, so look that up, too.
Yeah, we'll see.
SNL digital short.
I don't know.
What's that chick's name? Ellen Page. I'm going to have to insert sound effects. Go like, bzzz, so people can tell what's going on.
No, you're going to so have good. To do it.
All right, so Wilco was on... Wilco was on SNL, and I've never seen Wilco or heard
most
of him.
Most people have not seen.
Is Jeff Tweedy like an old homeless guy?
He pretty much looks like an old homeless guy for Chicago.
I mean,
yeah,
like he looks. Not only looks like he just got out of a fight.
Yeah,
like yet just 5 seconds before they went on stage, and he's pretty roughed up.
Yeah,
he sings pretty good though.
Yeah. He's the I don't give a shit about pretty much anything sort of thing, but.
Ambassador of Chicago.
They were super small independent. Nobody really knew about them. And there's a kick-ass documentary about them.
Called what?
I Am Trying to Break Your Heart. It's the making of one of their... It's the making of a ghost. No. That's a Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
But instead, it melted your heart.
It did.
Wilco sex.
It did. I was so happy.
For anyone that doesn't know, Eli, because no one knows this, Eli has a gigantic Wilco hard-on perma boner.
Huge fan. And last night I just had a big bottle of Crisco. Had my ankles.
Eli's
had my pants
got new confidence.
Yeah.
He's been taking Wilco.
Yeah, with a big bottle of Crisco.
You're holding a bat at crotch level, and it's like, we're not saying, but we're saying. We're just saying.
I love you, Wilco.
And Jeff Tweedy's going to email me tomorrow and be like, listen to your
look, can you ask the Crisco guy to not...
Tell him not to jack off to our music. That's not indie or cool at all.
I'm going to go... What? And I'm going to go smoke weed.
I guess. Whatever that guy does. I mean, get in a fight and then smoke weed or vice versa. He looked like he was... Look like he's doing bad. Like, he sang pretty good. He looked pretty roughed up.
So, did you see Will Arnett on Conan O'Brien?
No.
No?
I didn't.
A little bit of audio of that?
Go. Yeah. You're already on.
All right.
Here we go. Was it great? If it wasn't great, I don't want to hear it.
It was okay.
I want top-notch, perfect material for this podcast.
Yeah. It's not plain.
Okay. This one's going to be called Experiments in Technical Difficulties.
I just hit play and... I don't know what's going on. Let me see if I can get this to work. Seriously, I don't know what's going on here. This just sums up this episode.
It does. The name of the episode is going to be Intermission from Monty Python, Meaning of Life.
I just hit refresh on this page. Okay, here. Part of the issue is I just saw this video on YouTube. And that was fantastic. So I forwarded it to a couple other friends, and it was already pulled from YouTube because it's NBC.
Sure. So if it's not on Hulu, we don't want it.
Douchebags.
It took all of like 40 minutes for them to fucking pull
it
off.
All right, so while you're failing at that, and you know we're going to wrap up here pretty quick, I want to bring up just a couple of links that I really want people to share with each other and pass on. And I shared this with the group that went to go see.
I'm just gonna
be kind. Rewind.
I'm just gonna link this to you.
So there's this meme going on that you know certain things are your new bicycle, and I don't know what that means, but there's a website now at BarackObamaIsYourNewBicycle.com, and every time you go to it, go ahead and pull that up. Every time you go to it, it's just, you reload it, and it's a different. Barack Obama quote. So Barack Obama folded your laundry. Barack Obama carried your book bag. Barack Obama smiled when he heard mention of your name. Barack Obama escorted your grandma across the street. Barack Obama wanted you to have some cupcakes. Barack Obama set your voice as his ringtone. Barack Obama rescued you from drowning. Barack Obama built you a robot and remembered your birthday and bought you candy. And recited a poem that reminded him of you. So there's another site, like 10 minutes later, because the internet's so great, such a great place to live.
is that there's one now called HillaryIsMomJeans.com. I love that, like, the internet is like 98% conservative. I mean, liberal. But for some reason, all liberals hate Hillary so much. And so, number one on there is Hillary wishes she could quit you. Let's see. I submitted a bunch of them. I don't know if they actually used any of mine. Let me see if it'll actually... Oh, maybe it's getting hit because I can't seem to reload it. Or Josh is Everyone's... downloading gigantic torrents. Hillary eats Thomas's bagels. I don't know what that means. Hillary takes forever at the ATM. Hillary forgot to bring her wallet. Hillary auction sniped you.
Oh, wow.
Hillary hates kittens. Hillary made you a latte with whole milk instead of soy. It's like the worst insult. Oh. Hillary wore a t-shirt with the name of the band to the concert. Hillary just made a deal that will keep the empire out of here forever.
Genius. Fucking genius. Oh, God, I
cried. Hillary went with Locke.
Oh, wow.
That's so weird. Let's see. Hillary wears skorts. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I hope you're enjoying this.
I am. Hillary canceled my so-called life. Was that everything?
I don't know.
You know what's going to happen is that now that we have nothing else to say, my computer could go forever.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got endurance like it was on Insight.
So let's
Joel's think. Computer's got brand new confidence and lots of fucking RAM. All kinds of free cycles.
Free.
All its processes are at zero. It's ready to go, baby.
All right, baby.
Let's kill this thing, please.
All right, Hijinks Soup Podcast number 5. Experimentations in technical failure. It's come to a close.
Let's thank Enzyme.
Insight. I think Insight again. Let's thank Black Devil Doll. We're going to follow up with them and find out what the fuck is going on, because the people need to know and they deserve to see that shit.
Thanks to Bob from
Bob Mexican
from La Bamba,
Richie Valens' brother.
I just want to draw Scooby Doo, and sometimes Scrappy Doo because he's cute. He's a little guy.
Buzz Buzzard.
He's cute too.
Peter O'Toole. Thanks for being on the show.
Peter O'Toole.
I wanted to try out my Daniel Plainview accent on this episode, but I didn't get to.
We'll do that next
save
time.
Save it for next
Are
time.
Are you sure?
Save it.
My name's Daniel Plainview.
Stop it.
I'm an oil man. This is my son and partner, H.W. Plainview.
Press 3. Page message. Eli, I hope this is your phone. This is down to the office. I am calling in regards to the Christmas tree that is still on your balcony. Is there any way, well, actually, there has to be a way, for you to take it to the dumpster, because if somebody throws a cigarette down and that thing goes woof and lights a fire, we're going to be in big trouble. So if you could get that off the balcony, that would be fabulous. If you have any questions, call me. I'm at 972. Thanks. Have a great day. To replay this message, press 1.
I shall thrice lay you.
Fuck yeah.